on my own episodes. All right, episode number 158, Drink Until You Podcast. The only podcast that lasts until the last drop, whatever that means. That means drink your whole fucking drink.
Yeah.
I'm drinking tequila and some kind of like flavorless soda water thing. And what are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking Dr. Pepper and Pabst.
James, by the way. That's who was speaking.
Not, I'm not mixing them. I just had both drinks.
Mix them.
I'm pretty sure I saw you drinking them at the same time.
And over here, what are you drinking, sir?
Someone is drinking Pabst, which was provided by the host, and Sprite.
A PBR. So you're going by someone.
We went to.
You're going by someone.
Someone.
James. And I couldn't think of an alias, so I'm just going by Chris. Boring old Chris. So, Infinity War.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
I just watched Civil War and Infinity War today. And it blew my mind. Thanos.
Your mind easily gets blown.
That's very true.
Why did it blow your mind?
You were like...
I wanted Thanos to die.
I know for sure you got your mind blown at Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
For sure. You're like, what?
Yeah.
It means what in Spanish? You know what explorer in Spanish means?
No.
Explorador. Dora the Explorer. It's
just backwards. Is it?
What? My mind's blown now.
I'm still missing it.
Explorador. Dora the Explorer.
So it's like backwards and forward. It's like the same.
That's why I fucking chose the name. It's just smart marketing.
Yeah, I didn't know that. There's a lot I don't know, though.
Yeah.
Someone.
Mind blown again.
So let's talk about Thanos. Fuck that guy. Right?
No. That's for the bonus episode.
Oh.
We're moving forward.
Damn it. All right. I think they want to hear us talk about Thanos now, though.
They do, but they're going to hear it on a bonus episode.
For my Patreon.
Patreon.
He has a...
Oh, what was that?
He has like a ball chain.
There's a mosquito. So, in the near future... Chris is going to be adding some special stuff to the Patreon. Patreon page.
How's the Patreon going, by the way?
Very, very good. I'm killing it. I get a bunch of donations every week. No, I don't know what I'm doing. I signed up and that's pretty much it. That's all I've done with it.
So we're here to help you with that. This is an intervention.
Got me on my
own.
Whoever is listening, I'm sure would love to donate, you know, would love to support, maybe get some more content out of you. Who knows?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, more segments, weird segments that don't normally fall into the normal stuff.
Yeah.
Like a weird segment. I'm wondering what that would be. Like music related, maybe?
Yes, teleprompter James.
No, I'm thinking like...
I've been told my producer for moving on to the...
No, I'm thinking like...
Scratch Thanos.
Like if you covered songs, you know.
Yeah.
That's something people do.
Yeah. Pick a random song, teach them how to fucking play it.
Mm.
That video will be up of Chris doing that, I promise you.
Oh god.
And then
next week.
And then once
guaranteed.
Once I get my shit set up, we'll do more of these where we talk about music to each other and introduce each other to music that we think the others should be listening to, right?
Nice.
So that's kind of the premise of this episode.
I like it. I'm always down for that.
Chris chiming in occasionally to tell us we need to drink, right?
No, you drink whenever you want to.
Okay.
You know, you just have to
Finish early? Is that the end of the episode?
Are you going to finish that whole box? If you finish that whole box, I mean...
And a bottle of tequila.
Oh, Jesus.
No night has ever ended well finishing a case of fucking Pabst. Doesn't end well.
Well, I mean, you just drink until you're, you know... If you open one, you gotta finish it. That's the only thing.
Okay.
You know, that's it. That's all.
Drink until you start.
This is the first time I heard this rule.
Really? It's not really a rule. You can drink water. You don't have to drink booze, you know? I have straight edge friends.
I mean, what about the listener? Are they, like... Do they have to drink with you?
Are they on the hook?
I hope so. I hope they're drinking, but if not, it's
Do they listen to me, like... Like recipes and shit?
Yeah, I've got a couple, yeah.
Anything stuck? Best one?
Best one? I couldn't tell you, man. I've been doing this for 3 years now. It's been a lot. Most recent one...
One that didn't stand out?
I mean, all kind of runs together.
Oh, when you're an alcoholic, you don't mean shit.
Once a week! But yeah, I can't remember the best one. The most recent one was my buddy Jason sent me something. He's a bartender out at Cole Vines in Addison. And he sent me, I don't remember what the hell it was, but I haven't tried it yet. I hadn't made it, but I appreciate the recommendation.
Hmm. And I was glad to hear you're rethinking of your position on gin and tonics.
Yeah. Oh, really, yeah, was, yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Wait, I missed what. How did you feel about it before?
He didn't like it. I don't like it. And
yeah,
I understand. It's completely reasonable because of the way that they serve gin mm-hmm. at establishments. Like, they just give you too much that first drink.
Yeah.
And it's fucking gross.
Very floral.
Well, if you wanted that, you would be drinking a fucking martini.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's... A martini is basically vermouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just swirled around the glass, thrown out. Mm-hmm. And then gin. That's it.
We call it, like, wasted. Wasted vermouth.
It's like a fancy way of looking like an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Glass,
I will say
glass.
These two chicks at the bar one time, they did give me, they ordered the gin and they were like, we don't want these. We want something else. We're going home. And they gave them to me and I drank the fuck out of them. I won't lie. Even though I don't like gin. I didn't like gin.
But I was telling you, like, it should taste more like a Sprite. It's a refreshing drink. It's mm-hmm. it's not, mm-hmm. when you put too much gin in it, it fucks it up.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
just straight up. So I understand why people don't like it.
Yeah. I called it the ugly stepsister of the liquors.
And if you drink too much, it's fucking, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking gin hangover sucks. Ugh. Like, that's about, like, four gins for me.
Yeah. Four?
If I have four gin and tonics, yeah, the next day I have shit. A fucking headache.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God.
That's why I only, like, I told you earlier, I only, like, drink one.
I'm trying to get Hendrick's Gin as a sponsor. That'd be great.
Yeah. I just got bottle of Monkey 47. I think I sent you a picture of it.
Mm-hmm. Good shit.
It was fucking good.
And I still have mine in the freezer, poured over ice. Mm, so good. That Hendrick's.
It's a nice, smooth drink.
Definitely changed my mind on that. Like,
have you tried it with cucumber?
Mm-mm. I don't like cucumber. Yeah.
What about pickles?
Yeah, oh, I love pickles.
How you feel about pickles?
I love pickles. Put some salt on some shit and I'm good.
Yeah. I want that to be a segment. You eating salted cucumbers.
Ugh.
It's fucking sad.
Ugh.
Half spitting you out of your mouth.
No words. That's gotta be a video too. I gotta do a video. We're signing me up for all kinds of shit tonight.
Imagine you just audio of you eating something you don't like.
That'd be good.
How many times that segment would work.
But. That when I'm at work listening to that, because that's my night, my clothes, I'll put that on. So I'll catch up with you and that's where I'll get my grievances.
You'll get
random texts from me.
Yeah.
And that's like, because like, I listen to that episode, I'm like, all right.
I have to say, man, it is a really cool way to feel like, I feel like I've talked to you on the phone or something.
I know.
Like after I listen to it.
That's kind of the shitty part though for me, because I'll like, say something that I think is still funny, but it's like, yeah, I heard you say that on the episode. I'm like, oh, fuck, never mind. Just forget it.
All your best material is on the
like,
podcast.
I mean,
once it's recorded, you need new shit.
Yeah, I know. It's like, fuck. Like, yeah, I heard you say something about that on the podcast. I'm like, all right, well, I have nothing new to share then. I'm just going to be quiet.
All right, so picking songs, the other things.
Ooh, phone time.
So right, I guess we can say call it whenever we've had enough, right?
Okay.
So like
on call or something or
no, like if you're like not feeling the song, you know, like why do I have to listen to the rest of this?
Oh, I see.
You know,
are you gonna actually play music?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was going to too.
Well, is that allowed or are we not supposed to because of
copyright
Spotify. Spotify or iTunes.
Drink more, James. Drink a little bit more.
I'm like half a beer in. I don't understand why I'm stumbling on my words.
Spotify. I love it.
I mean, I don't give a fuck who...
Can we just say
most of the shit I have on here, like... They're not going to find us.
Well, I thought it was like... I thought we would say the band, right?
You can pause retroactively. It. Yeah, no, well... We can
listen to it, right?
Yeah, so if you want to like pause it, listen to it, then go, and then, you know, we can do it that way. Oh, okay. And then you can, like, put up a link for each song.
Okay, okay, that sounds good. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna be like, that song was so good, you guys. You don't even fucking know. I wish you would have heard that. And I'm not gonna post any links.
Or we could just live play, listen, comment on it as we're. I'm sure if we're talking like over
15
it,
seconds or, well, or 30 no. seconds or something.
No, because even then, there's some better parts in, you know, the song. Okay. If we're liking the song, we keep going. Mm. But like if like at a point you're just like, no, I think we can move along. Mm. Like, and then we can talk about that or move along.
Okay.
There's shit that.
Okay, I think your idea is probably gonna work the best, where we pause, listen to it, and then we come back and talk about it, because we're gonna say elements of the song that we liked and we didn't like, and then I post the links, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound good?
It's your show. All right. Just a producer. Hey.
Okay, so we talk about the song first. We hit pause. And then listen to it, okay? So, okay. Go ahead, without Reggie. What's the first song? You gotta look this shit up after
sad
the podcast.
Sad or catching up? Like, you want a sad song, you want, like, a catching up song?
Wait, what's catching up mean?
Like, catching up on a band.
Let's catch up. I want to catch up.
Okay. So.
Right. Wait, wait. Say what it is first before you pause it.
So, I want you to guess.
Oh, okay.
So
can we guess live, or do we need to pause?
You tell me.
We can say names. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
You can guess and whatever.
Strike anywhere.
Well,
I thought we were guessing the band.
Do you want me to start playing it, and then you can guess, or you just pre-guesses?
Yeah, I thought we were pre-guessing. I thought it was
any band in the world.
I was just going to go, man. I was just going to go. All right.
No, I was, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, we're going to guess. We'll be right back. How long was that?
What do you mean?
How long was that song? Minute 30, 40?
59. So pretty much 2 minutes.
Okay.
I
like it. It reminded me a lot of, like I said, beach slang. Mm-hmm.
So who was it again,
Richard? That was Lawrence Arms, Belly of the Whale. So that was released this year. Nice. No, last year. So 2020.
I like it.
Yeah. So it's more of like, I was listening to this back then. Mm-hmm. Well, while, you know, we were all doing our thing, hanging out. One of the important bands for me, because I'm following the career. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those bands that I always felt like y'all needed to listen to more.
Yeah.
Because you like a lot of the same stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think Lawrence Arms are kind of looked over a lot of the time for other bands who just quite didn't do it as good, but they were more popular. But, I mean,
I dig it.
It's like it's like a dirtier version of a, you know, Newfound Glory kind of thing. You know, like they have that
poppiness.
Yeah, there's bounce that to them.
Yeah.
So like, it's something because I know how much y'all like Newfound Glory, and I have my issues with it because I think that first record is the best fucking thing ever. Mm-hmm. But after that,
yeah,
I don't care. And you've heard me shit on them. Like, I won't go to their shows. It's not something I'll go out of my way to do.
Right.
Not to say that I don't enjoy it. You know, I think they have a lot of, they embrace pop really well. And that, they're not shy about it, nor should they be.
Mm-hmm. You know what I notice with all my nieces and nephews, I'll play it for them, and they love it.
Yeah, kids are really drawn to it.
for whatever
reason. Yeah, because it's so formulaic that it's really well designed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From every aspect, they've had enough time to perfect it. Blink, on the other hand, just blew up.
Yeah.
Like, they just...
But I feel like the Lawrence Arms were never... They never got big. Like, they were always, like, a band's band kind of, mm-hmm. you know, thing.
Yeah. But the people who are at a Lawrence Arms show are at a fucking Lawrence Arms show. So it's really fun. So, yeah.
Sweet.
All right.
Who's next? Who wants to go next? Or you want me to keep going? Your choice.
Do you have one, James?
Yeah.
Yes, I have a fucking
whole list.
This was just on the airplane ride.
I'm gonna wing it, but I feel like I've already given myself away on a lot of stuff I've been listening to, just talking about on the podcast. But
so I have one.
All right,
go ahead.
It's a band from New Zealand, and I think I played them for. Well, are we guessing, or is it
your choice? Yeah, okay. Dude's choice. You okay. Gotta guess. Because I don't know.
Okay. Well. This band is from New Zealand. Hey, I'm really obsessed with them right now. Mm-hmm. I think I played them for you, Chris, at the rehearsal space.
Okay.
Last week. Should we pause and then hit play?
Yeah, we'll be right back. That was really good, James.
All right. Yeah. So. Okay. So we just listened to this song. This is so weird because we just.
I know.
We just talked about it.
We're leaving everybody else out, and we're enjoying the fuck out of ourselves. So who was it? Name the band.
The band is called The Beths, and they're from New Zealand. It's a 5-piece, maybe 4-piece, and yeah, man, whatever they write is really catchy, and kind of listen to it the first time and. Understand what they're doing, and
I like it. It's like great driving music. It makes yes. you know,
yes.
with all the things you could road rage with. You know, listening to Backtrack is like probably not the best thing on the road, but that's like
yeah. This if you're listening to that song, you're definitely not flipping off the guy cutting you off.
Yeah. Hard to be in a bad yeah. mood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come around. If I could twirl, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. I liked
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it was really upbeat. So that new album is called Jump Rope Gazers. It came out in 2020. And yeah.
Nice.
Loving the whole thing. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. We're going to listen to another one. Here we go. So what I just played is a band called The Berries. Anybody who's listened for at least the last 3 months has heard me talk about them. They're from Seattle, and I fucking love them.
Please go watch that video. What was that? What was the name of that song, Chris? Because that video is Nightmare Fuel.
Yeah. Fruit. The name of the video is Fruit, or the name of the song is Fruit. What did you guys think about the song first, and then we'll unpack the video?
The song was cool. I was digging the song.
I was into the song till I was horrified by the video. What I was watching was... That was a manifesto. Like, that is somebody who wants to kill a lot of people. That was unsettling. What year is this?
I think this is like 2019. It looks like it's like from 1994. Because
they used a lot of older...
You know what that video reminds me of?
Video techniques.
The Simpsons, when Kirk Van Houten puts out Can I Borrow a Feeling? Like, that's what that video looks like.
September 20th, 2019.
All three
Run for Cover Records
are gonna get that.
Okay, I mean, I could see that on Run for Cover Records. Yeah, the video that was no, all around hard no, man.
Like, so he's just playing. Matt Berry is the main songwriter.
I mean, good song. I feel like I'm on a list now that I've watched that video. I don't feel safe. But, yeah, I dig the song.
Not the video.
It was just the hand part. I mean, the motorcycles are one thing, but the hand...
So we didn't even describe what was happening.
Yeah.
He's playing guitar to the song in front of three motorcycles.
I mean, technically, it is a video, but is it? Like...
It couldn't have cost more than $8 to make that video.
Like, if...
Money well
spent. I don't mean shit on other people's art, but is that art... or is that like that feels like too amateurish, right?
Yeah.
Like if that was the intention,
it's ironic. But
if that was the intention, it draws away from the song.
Yeah.
It's not servicing the song.
Right.
At all.
Well, there's a
Take
part
that.
Where he plays this solo in the song on guitar, and then a hand pops up in the video, and is doing like the finger motions for that. Solo, which
without a guitar.
Yeah,
without a guitar. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, it was just the fingers.
It's like he was playing a trumpet almost.
Yeah.
Just so, in case you wanted to know how to play the solo, you just watch his fingers. You don't know what frets he's on.
Yeah,
but all. Just watch his fingers.
Yeah,
and you'll figure it out.
But pretty impressive hand movement. If the strings are where they're supposed to be, he's killing it.
Crushed it. Yeah. All right, who's up next?
Of our music. So let's see.
They're not gonna listen to it, so we can just pause and.
Yeah.
Pause. All right. Who was that?
That was David Dindaro.
I really like that a lot.
Yeah. He has such a back catalog that you can literally fall down. I would go down the Golden Hits Volume 1 first.
I just looked him up on YouTube. Let me find that one. I'm not going to play it.
And then, yeah.
That was really good.
I think he's someone that's probably never going to be recognized for... I mean, he's a really good guitar player. Mm-hmm. And if you know.
Sounds like it.
It sounds like it's 100% fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I would love to be able to play like that. Don't have it in me.
Yeah. He's got a really strong voice, too. I like mm-hmm. that a lot. I don't know. People try to make their voices, and we talk about this all the time, James. People try to make their voices sound a certain way. I hate that.
Yeah, like country music. Yeah. Progressive country music, shall I say.
Or even like metal. It's really... You know, prominent metal. It's like trying to sound a certain way. It's like, I hate that shit.
And that's what we were talking about earlier about hardcore and like why something needs to really impress me. Because like, I love tradition, but I have those traditional bands and I go to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need you regurgitating what, you know,
who
I already know. Like, if it's just tradition, then like, I don't see the point unless it's just nostalgia. Mm-hmm. You know, if it were in here for nostalgia, by all means, let's be here for nostalgia. It's why, like, third wave emo exists, you know, revival, emo revival.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's nostalgia. It makes us feel good. Like,
right.
That jud-jud sound will get us every time.
Yeah.
But for it to stand out and really matter, it's got to be fucking special.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate bands like Ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, like I predicted to a couple people that the next Ceremony record is going to be a ska punk record. Like they just do whatever the fuck they want to do. And
yeah.
Like, I'm all for it because they let you know from the get-go, you know, every record is different.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't giving you the same thing.
Right.
And I think they were not satisfied just doing one thing. Mm-hmm. And that to me is revolutionary, and I think more bands should be doing that, you know, just personally, because where I'm at as an adult, like, that's my teenage years, you know?
Right.
I think that makes them special.
Yeah.
They did something related, and maybe this is a good way to segue into the next thing we talk about, but
yeah.
They did something, someone was related to them, and did... a band called Spice. Have you heard them?
Mm-hmm. Is that what you're going to play now?
I can. It wasn't what I was going to originally, but...
Do I need that for context?
Well... I was going to play a band that Chris and I played recently at our rehearsal.
Okay.
And I was going to ask Chris to play it since my phone is recording.
It's called what?
It's called Change... Oh, you can play it. Change.
That's the band?
The band's name is Change. It has like a... It came out in 2020. It's on Spotify.
What's the album? Or the song?
You'd have to look.
Yeah, I have to look. It's like a purple and black album. Look that up.
Such a James-ism.
Google.
I don't know.
Just if you just go to Spotify and type...
Okay, well, let's...
Well,
first, I have Spotify, I have YouTube.
Do you guys want to go down the... You kind of brought something up. Do you want to go down the Refused rabbit hole?
Yeah,
real
please.
Quick?
Please.
Just as far as like the new record and
people talking
shit. Because I know our friend Richie was telling us about it. And
right. Well, I haven't actually heard the new record.
The EP? This one?
The latest one?
Yeah, the late.
That's the latest one.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, 2020.
No, I haven't heard
that
EP.
One. Or are you talking about
I thought it came out last year.
The one with Elektra on it.
War Music?
Huh? None of these look familiar. How many albums have they put out?
This was 2019.
Yeah.
2016?
Possibly.
Servants of Death?
Elektra, let me see the cover. Fuck, I don't know. I don't recognize any of the fucking covers.
I think
you have three albums to listen to.
You're on Freedom. You're back in 2015.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right?
Is that the song?
That's what the lecture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Wow. Holy shit. I'm way behind.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, how are those other albums?
James was talking about...
Oh, that's a whole other...
I mean, my...
We can just keep it.
Well, here's my position from, like... the 2015 Freedom. I think everybody was more realistic as far as what this record was going to be, and everybody knew it was not going to be
like Return to Form, or
it wasn't going to be that record. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Like it just isn't. That's not how shit works.
Like Shape of Punk, Everybody was expecting that.
You can't.
Well, how could you, right? Yeah. Like,
they didn't expect it. They knew what they were sitting on. They knew it was something special, but they didn't know that it was going to revolutionize how the average listener, like, not just the people in bands, but mm-hmm. how that would change. Mm-hmm. But, you know. I took it for what it was. This is a continuation. If I looked at it as Refused has always challenged what I thought hardcore was, mm-hmm. right? From the very beginning, mm-hmm. they don't sound like all the other hardcore bands. And then you get Shape of Punk, and then that's them teaching you that you need to open your mind and mm-hmm. think outside like of what hardcore can mean. Mm-hmm. And so Freedom to me is just an extension, and everything after is just an extension of them searching. They're musicians. You can't limit them to the Shape of Punk to come.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Once you start doing that, it's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. It's only when you get into bands that are just providing you the same record over and over.
Right. I love Shape of Punk. That's not my favorite record by them. I love
songs.
Yeah, songs to fan the flames. That's the shit. That's the shit. The drums on that, I mean, everything's just... I think that's...
Yeah, but the drums on fucking... I mean...
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The pieces were there for that record to mm-hmm. come next, mm-hmm. you know? Like, everything was in place. It was just... Happened how it happened, and mm-hmm. it was like a bomb that dropped on us, mm-hmm. you know? I think as the average listener, and I've read a lot of... I mean, I've not read, but heard a lot of podcasts talk about Refused and what it meant. But, like, to me, it was also paying homage to the Nation of Ulysses, which I don't think they get enough credit for. You know, if no Nation of Ulysses, then you get no Refused. Mm. Like, that whole propaganda art kind of shit. Mm. Agitprop. That, I mean, Nation of the Ulysses is where you go, like, and that's what we had before we had, you know, Refused. So if you listen to Refused and you haven't gone to Nation of Ulysses to see where Source is,
got some homework to do.
One of the sources, that would be,
COVID.
Go, you know?
Yeah.
Go there and find it, if you don't know it. Those of you who know it, you know what I'm talking about.
You already know.
Yeah.
Damn.
So if you haven't listened to them, it's more the rock side of what, you know, what they were, Refused was doing. Mm-hmm. But
just crazy.
Yeah. I refuse.
And you guys both got me into that band, so.
Refused?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the first time I ever heard
of them. Let's talk about the bands we got each other into. So.
Refused, I already went first. Both of you were like, have you heard this band? And I was like, no. And I listened to it, I was like, holy fucking shit. This drummer's just on another level. Like, he's, I don't know what to say about that guy.
My favorite thing on New Noise when you, that skip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah, yeah. Like, you get an erection.
Yeah, that's that gets you good.
Fucking hard.
There's a lot of good beats on there.
It's just like tight beats. If you're in it like that,
I just love the pulse. So pulsating. Like man, I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, that was one of those rare records, and I think we're all grateful for something like that, and that's why it's so special.
I'm grateful that, Richie, you got me into Snapcase way back when. I remember listening to them. I was listening to, like, Sick of It All and similar stuff, but not that. And that was just, that blew my mind as far as, like, the level a band could get to that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was so tight.
It spoke to me. Spoke to me.
And I was at their worst show ever at the Warped Tour in, was it Houston maybe? Mm-hmm. I think, or they still, like, if they asked them, like, I think it was an interview, you know, what was the worst show ever played? I was like, I was at that one, and it was
because, why was it
because the stage was so fucking far away from, like, the crowd, like, on top of that, like, no one fucking knew who Snapcase was. There was me and I saw another guy, like, five people up, and then we were like that, noticed each other. Like, the two guys were like, everybody should have moved out of the way to let us up front.
Yeah.
But like,
that's funny.
Snapcase was always, they just had this like, and what they were saying was smart and unapologetically smart. And I always gravitate towards that. A lot of the music that, you know, I like some dumb shit.
Yeah, you're wearing a shirt with two rats fucking on it.
That band called The Dirty Nail.
Not exaggerating.
And did you listen to any of that? The Dirty Nail?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. You gotta tell me who that was, because I can go back and listen.
Yeah, that was really good.
Oh, The Dirty Nail with the rats fucking, okay.
Yeah, so that was a song called Done With Drugs.
Nice, I like that a lot.
So, yeah.
Right up my alley.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Nice and poppy, like, unapologetically rock and roll at the same time. There's so much in there, you know, that you can point to, which I...
Yeah, the vocals were really interesting. The guitars were interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, it just kind of jumped out at me, like, really catchy right away.
Yep. That's how you know, right? When it catches your attention.
And what was the other band you said you were...
Okay, so we're talking about bands that we got into because of, you know, you guys or whatever.
Or each other, yeah.
So when someone got us into. Mm-hmm. Into It Over It. Into It Over It.
Have you heard the new one?
No, not yet.
How many albums are you behind?
I'm stuck on that one you sent. I'm stuck on that one.
We were at the Half Price Books, and it was like a... up on the thing, there was an Into It Over It Intersections vinyl. Nice. Up there behind the thing.
Which is the next album after.
And that guy, the vocalist, playing guitar, doing those parts while he's singing.
So, do you know about 52 weeks?
Mm-mm. No.
So you know how many weeks are in a year?
Yeah.
You do the math.
So he basically challenged himself to write a song a week.
Oh.
And that was like the process. That's how we got Into It Over. Like, that's, he was just, all right, nothing's happening, just, I'm gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And then it just
snowballed from there. Wait, what do you mean? So he wasn't writing anything, and he decided to start doing that by playing a song a week.
Or write a song a week.
Yeah. Challenge himself to write a song.
Even if it sucked, I'm writing a song.
Yep. I'm writing a song.
We know a little something about that, James.
We've done that in a weekend. But we stopped there.
Yeah. Go.
What about Joyce Manor? Are y'all into Joyce Manor?
Yeah, a little bit. I haven't listened a bunch to them, but I love the rawness.
Well, have you heard the newer stuff that stuff's on Epitaph?
I think so.
Have you heard Million Dollars to Kill Me?
Nope.
I don't recall.
All right, so that was Dollar Signs. Saturday, and I think we heard one more song before that, right?
That was good. Dollar Signs was really good.
And then Joyce Manor.
Very punk. Well. Right. Joyce Manor.
Yeah. So, catching up with Joyce Manor,
go to their back catalog, start from the beginning. Fucking first record is 14 minutes.
It's much more aggressive and more...
It's just raw, powerful.
Yeah, it's just raw. Yeah.
Super nice. Power pop.
Okay.
So standout was $.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think.
That's a good one.
He's
talking about not working on Saturdays. Who the fuck wants to work on Saturdays?
It's nice and sloppy and bit drunk and full of youth.
Yes. Like, love it.
Total nostalgia. All right. How much Spanish Love Songs? Have you heard the new one?
Yes. But only once.
The song Losers. Have you heard it?
Nope. All right. We're pausing.
All right. So that was a song called Losers by Spanish Love Songs. Another band I think y'all should be listening to. I always harp on you about it.
Yeah.
Because there's very similar guitar styles. You do have a hardcore style, but your pop punk style is... I know that very intimately.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you use it enough. Because it's there.
Pop punk is there.
I think it's more in your DNA than hardcore. And I think you finding that medium between hardcore and that, I think you're almost there, like you're on the verge of cracking it,
bringing that melody in.
I can hear it. I can hear it coming together, because even the songs you were putting out, I'm like, it's like right under the surface, and just vibrating under the surface, and I'm like, there's something. It's like he's working on something. I don't know what it is.
I can't wait for you to hear the new ones, because I think it's a I don't know. I feel like that melody thing you're talking about is something that's like...
Yeah, there's something you wanted. There's something you wanted to add for a very long time, and I think you've been searching for a long time for it.
Well, I also think, like, I don't know, talking to more people about it, it's okay to just write the songs as a whole instead of just say, all right, I'm going to write this piece and then let everyone else contribute in an even way.
Yeah.
I think I'm more comfortable with just saying, well, here's the guitar and here's the vocal pattern and here's the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I think at this point where I'm at, I just like sharing. Like, so whatever I can get to you guys is kind of worth it for me, because I got something.
And
I think that's the most important thing for me.
For sure.
Because I miss sharing.
Yeah.
And there's still stuff left unsaid. You know? There's still... We weren't done when we...
Stopped. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We were hit with obstacles.
Yeah. Yeah, because the listeners don't know, but we all played in multiple bands together.
Yeah. So, to me, like... To watch you continue on is like, I feel proud in a way, because it's like, I hear my like influence on y'all and I like it, because I'm like, I can't play right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I can't, I'm not at a place where I can or have people to do that with.
Right.
So watching you continue is like, go, like I feel like a constant cheerleader. So like anything that I say that may sound harsh, you know me well enough to know that I'm just a dick, and I like getting to the point of something.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think in our younger days we were more precious about our things and our feelings getting hurt.
Right.
To where now we're old enough to know that we were just fucking wasting time.
Hey man, that fucking sucks.
Yeah. we should have been honest.
Yeah.
And that was, we learned that way too late.
Yeah. Well, we learned a lot of lessons. There's a lot of lessons that I have in mind now that were definitely from those times of being in the bands together. Like,
I mean, so many things learned. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
Yeah.
I think I was going into a different direction than what I was used to, and I was just trying to find what I was trying to do, and I still haven't found a lot of it. You can tell by the stuff I send y'all. That it's just, you can still see that it's there, but I've lost a lot of
what I used to be able to do. Like, I would be a little bit more prolific. Hey, here's this one thing. Hey, here's this other thing. Here's, like...
But it's cool to have the group chat because we can share that stuff when it comes. And it doesn't have to... There's not a lot of pressure because, like, when you're in a band, you feel that pressure to constantly keep writing. Now you can just write when you want to.
Yeah, a lot of those Hay Market rhythms I was doing on drums didn't come from me. Like, I was playing off of what you already had that existed.
Yeah.
And that's what drove the song.
Well, to me, when you came into the picture, I was coming off of frustration a little bit the previous. I think I had a more language, like, it was a language barrier as far as, like, drum speak, because of a learning curve. But when you came in, I could speak to you, and you understood exactly what I meant.
Right.
Like, by it. So, that's when I fully realized I can let go and just say something, and then know, or look at him in a certain way, and he'll know that it was off, or... there was something else there, like it was it
or
was
call a, me out on stage when I was like fucked up the part, and you're like, what the fuck was that? I was like, oh god, I keep just keep going. What do I do?
But it, you remember, like, anybody that came into our band, James will attest to this, we had to break in because of, I think the scenes that we came from were a little bit tougher and we needed you hardened. You know, like, because at the places that we were intending on playing at, like, end up at Red Blood Club, you can't, like, you know, couldn't fuck around and be shit, you know. And it was like, from every member who came in, I mean, we made members cry. Like, so, like, and to have somebody who was not only had the fucking skill set, but could understand what we were trying to do was, it was just like, I mean, when we got together, when you were talking, it was just like, it's there. Like, I can, like, we can work with this 100%. Like, he just doesn't have the knowledge on the bands. Mm-hmm. So all we have to do is just fill his brain, like, and just make it a sponge and just soak up all this shit, which you did. And I mean, it was very eclectic, the shit that we threw at you.
Yeah.
Like, it couldn't have been easy because we were, it was relentless.
Yeah.
But it was always cool that he was open to it. Like, he was always,
well,
like,
you could see that it was just
like,
it was,
oh yeah, it was, I like that and I like that and that's cool. I don't like that.
Yeah. It was, it, watching you learn was like, reliving, discovering the stuff, you know,
right,
I got
to
live it again through you.
Right. I know what you
because of how stoked you got on certain bands. And I was like, fuck yeah, he likes it. He gets it. Like, you know, this is a band called American Nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then you'd be like, what? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was a lot of that.
It was definitely a culture shock. I came from a lot of pop punk and, you know, a little bit of punk too. You know, I like NOFX and things like that. But yeah, just the hardcore vibe was like, holy shit, this, it was fun in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I loved about it. Just, it looked like people are killing each other, but they're having fun, you know.
And when you went off and did, like, Rocket Arm and, I don't know, maybe a couple other bands, but for me, that was an accomplishment of, like, I'm a believer in not being, like, I come off as an elitist, but what I like to think of myself as preaching, like, the gospel, you know? Like, when I tell you about a band, like, it's just like, this is the things that I think we should be clinging to, you know? But mine is kind of all over the place, but I like to go, I like authentic, you know? Like, you can sound however the fuck you want to sound. I don't need another band that sounds like another band, you know? We have that band.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Until they stop.
Like you were saying earlier.
Yeah, you know, like, there's bands like Weezer that I you know, I'm glad that we have the Blue Album and Pinkerton and
Sad that they never recorded anything.
I know.
I'm really sad they never recorded anything again. It's just, you know, it makes me
burn.
It makes me feel bad of what they could accomplish.
You'd be really confused with the last week's episode of the show because we talked about a Weezer album that was recent.
We're on the fence. Two of us liked it. Two of us didn't.
Well, I mean, you're just like Pinkerton from like 96.
You're just not acknowledging anything else they did. That's pretty funny.
It's just the blue on my fingertips.
Totally. You're right.
All that happened.
Yep. That's all that exists.
That's all that happened.
It took me a minute, but I got
nothing
there.
Happened.
Yeah.
That was garbage.
They never played again.
Oh, no, thank you. Which one's going?
Both, I think. I don't know. I can't work his phone. I gotta take a piss too. I think it's time for a piss break. Be right back. All right, that's the episode. I know it's kind of broken up a little bit, but we did our best. I'll post some links up for some songs.
It was far too much reminiscing. We hadn't seen each other in a very long time. So this is more like a catching up with each other kind of thing.
And we didn't want to get Chris sued, so we couldn't play the music over the episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't think it would have gotten sued either way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any money anyway, so good luck.
What's half of nothing?
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks everybody for listening. I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.